Ezekiel chapter 30. The word of the Lord Jehovah came again to me, saying, Son of man, prophesy and say, This is what the Lord God Jehovah says, Howl, woe is the day. Because the day is near, even the day of the Lord Jehovah is near, a cloudy day, it shall be the time of the heathen. Ungodly nations. And the sword will come upon Egypt, and great pain will be in Ethiopia, when those who are killed fall in Egypt, and they will take away her multitude, and her foundations will be broken down. Ethiopia, and Libya, and Lydia, and all the mingled people, and Chub, and the men of the land that is in league. Alliance. Will fall with them by the sword. This is what the Lord Jehovah says, those also who uphold Egypt will fall, and the pride of her power will come down. From the tower of Sion they will fall in it by the sword, says the Lord God Jehovah. And they will be desolate in the midst of the countries that are desolate, and her cities will be in the midst of the cities that are wasted. And they will know that I am the Lord Jehovah when I have set a fire in Egypt, and when all her helpers are destroyed. In that day messengers will go forth from me in ships to make the careless Ethiopians afraid, and great pain will come upon them, as in the day of Egypt. Because, indeed, it comes. This is what the Lord God Jehovah says. I will also cause the multitude of Egypt to cease by the hand of Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon. He and his people with him, the terrible of the nations, will be brought to destroy the land, and they will draw their swords against Egypt, and fill the land with those killed. And I will make the rivers dry, and sell the land into the hand of the wicked, and I will make the land waste, and all who are in it, by the hand of strangers, I the Lord Jehovah have spoken it. This is what the Lord God Jehovah says. I will also destroy the idols, and I will cause their images to cease out of Noph, and there will be no more a prince of the land of Egypt. And I will put a fear in the land of Egypt. And I will make Pathros desolate, and will set fire in Zoan, and will execute judgments in No. And I will pour my fury upon Sin, the strength of Egypt, and I will cut off the multitude of No. And I will set fire in Egypt. Sin will have great pain, and No will be torn asunder, and Noph will have distresses daily. The young men of Avaon and of Pi-Beseth will fall by the sword, and these cities will go into captivity. At Tehiphnias also the day will be darkened, when I break there the yokes of Egypt, and the pomp of her strength will cease in her. As for her, a cloud will cover her, and her daughters will go into captivity. So I will execute judgments in Egypt. And they will know that I am the Lord Jehovah. And it came to pass in the 11th year of Jehoiachin's captivity, 3539 AH 503 BC, in the first month, Nisan, March, April, on the seventh day of the month, that the word of the Lord Jehovah came to me, saying, Son of man, I have broken the arm of Pharaoh king of Egypt. And, indeed, it will not be bound up to be healed, to put a roller to bind it, to make it strong to hold the sword. Therefore this is what the Lord God Jehovah says. Indeed, I am against Pharaoh king of Egypt, and will break his arms, the strong, and that which was broken. And I will cause the sword to fall out of his hand. And I will scatter the Egyptians among the nations, and will disperse them through the countries. And I will strengthen the arms of the king of Babylon, and put my sword in his hand, but I will break Pharaoh's arms, and he shall groan before him with the groans of a deadly wounded man. But I will strengthen the arms of the king of Babylon, and the arms of Pharaoh shall fall down. And they shall know that I am the Lord Jehovah when I shall put my sword into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall stretch it out upon the land of Egypt. And I will scatter the Egyptians among the nations, and disperse them among the countries. And they shall know that I am the Lord Jehovah.